Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
All right. Well, welcome back. We are once again in Rob's Basement. This is Dan. I don't know why I'm talking. I'll usually let Rob do this shit, but too bad. We are playing Advanced Fighting Fantasy once again, and we are mid-dungeon. So I'm going to have you guys go around real quick, kind of tell everybody who you are once again to refresh all of our minds, and we'll jump right into this bad boy. Start with you, Rob.
I'm Hewan Amasol, the wizard of the topical cream. We decided earlier I have come to Firetop Mountain, having been invited by the warlock himself. I have reasons for accepting an invitation and recruiting all of you fellow bastards into this endeavor, but we shall go. I am a pudgy, shortish man with a pointed cap. I have a long beard, a hooked nose, and a fine mustachio. I wear robes, and it's not a shit stain on the back. I sat in coffee.
Fair enough. Elise?
I am Arena Quinn, half-elf sorceress. I have been scouring the land on a quest to find magical items to study. That's what brought me to Firetop Mountain. Also, Befriender of Rats. Thank you.
Befriender of Rats. I think I remember that. Dustin, what you got?
I'm Haldar Erickson, a human adventurer. I'm the luckiest adventurer to ever roam the world of Titan. Rather than learn from my close shaves, I persist in throwing myself in harm's way in search of fortune and glory. Right. And I suspect there is more than just a crazy old warlock in Firetop Mountain, and I'm here to prove it, like gods.
Remind me, I'm going to do a tweak to luck when we start up, so I'll tell everybody about that. So,
I have the most.
I know you do. All right, what you got?
I am Ertis Lapwing, an elven archer who looks like a super douche.
All right,
douchiest fucking eyebrows I've ever seen in my life.
Looks like the goddamn monarch. All right,
next. Other than douchey eyebrows, what have we got?
This fuck the Grinch.
That's an image.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Playing Randolph Lowen, a human priest who apparently likes to shave his head into a skull cap and stick his fingers where they don't belong.
Seems fair enough. Last but least.
Thank you. I am Dagon Storm. I'm a human mercenary, soldier for hire. I'm arrogant and skilled. I always look out for myself, so watch out. I'm here for the loot, and I don't care about anything else.
All right, sounds fair. So real quick before we jump into where we're at, I'm doing some reading about luck and all that. Generally, when you make a luck roll, you have to roll under it. Your luck decreases by 1 point every time you have to do that. You can decide to not roll luck and just take the failure if you don't want to decrease your luck. Seems overly complicated to me, and so I think that if I tell you to roll luck, you can decide either to burn a point or not. If you burn a point, you pass. If you don't, you fail. Because I don't like the lose a point and roll, and you could still fail your roll, so you're double negativing your chances. Does that make sense?
So are we not rolling?
Not for luck. You're just going to reduce the points. If you want to pass it, you just get rid of the point. If you want to save your luck for something later,
just let myself fail.
Yep.
And I'm saving my luck for marriage.
Good luck.
Oh. Promise keeper, huh?
Sure.
All right. So, other than that, when you guys last entered, you kind of went through some nasty lands, went through some ruins, found yourself at the entrance. Entrance is big and scary. Snuck in, found kind of a dead end pit refuge spot. Snuck up on an orc who was sleeping on guard duty, which allows you to then sneak into and combat the next three rooms, which were some sleeping orcs, some gambling orcs, and some drunk orcs, as if I recall correctly. And you have sufficiently murdered them all. The last batch, which was actually in this third room here, was the entire room was decimated by a fireball. And that is kind of where we ended it. You have not really, you've kind of peeked around the corners and saw that there's two corridors going to the left and right up here at a T, but you have not kind of gone in and searched out the room that you had fireballed. The smoke is clearing, and you're able to do that now if you so desire.
Sure. I'm going to charge in and
Look for loot.
All right.
Find the loot. It's the door's open, right?
Yeah, it's open. All right, so...
I'm just going to step in.
See if there's a box. They've all had boxes.
There is a box under the table that's actually sitting on the ground. The table has been blown against the back wall, but the box is sitting underneath it right where you where it looks like the other, same as the other two rooms, where there is a box where the under where the table was.
Okay. Goes in the far back here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to move up to inspect this box.
All right.
I'll move up to the door to look at you.
Yeah. Yes. He's got the parrot.
Yes, that's me.
All right. Anybody else moving up? Y'all going to hang back?
I'm going to go up to the T and play lookout.
All right.
Here or all the way out? Just like at the corner where I can peek around.
Okay.
No, go to the doorway. I think it's one there. I'm not right? Sitting in the back. Yes.
Yeah. I'll peek over their shoulders.
I'll take up the rear behind pots.
Flip those two minis around.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ertis, you look like a douche.
All right, so in the box you find some shaving cream and a razor. It says eyebrows only.
It says eyebrows only.
No, so there's a wooden box there. This one actually has iron bands around the top of it, and there are two latches where the bands kind of click into place and are holding the lid shut, as opposed to the other two, which were just lidded and flipped open easily when kicked.
Ooh. Before you, I'm checking the skill to see if this will help.
Okay.
Fucking old.
Yes, you're not in the right place.
Much like your eyebrows. I'm going to cast my mind into the ether and peer at this box through the veil of magic to see if there are any wards or anything like alike around it. This would be, I guess, a substitute magic for skill.
All right.
So that's going to be a 10 or less.
And you're looking for magical auras?
Yes, I nailed that motherfucker.
All right, you do not see any magical auras around said box.
Ooh. I believe it's fine.
Would there be a way to check for mechanical traps or like an awareness?
There is, but there is a, you have to have a, there's a special skill that is like trap finding or roguery. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it would tell you. If you had it, it would jump out at you.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to try it.
Otherwise, yeah, you can. It's it feels like it's locked. I mean,
you can try and climb it.
I'm going to mount it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll allow that to succeed without a roll. You get a splinter.
Great. I'm going to. Okay, I'm going to smash it.
All right.
Whatever.
All right. Go ahead and smash it.
Right.
Just roll. Just under skill.
Okay. Missed it by one.
All right. So you come down and smash right across one of the iron bands, and it dents in, but it doesn't break enough where you can get anything in there to pry it open or anything.
I've started it.
It's a sturdy box. And you guys hear the metal on sword on metal clang kind of echo down the hallways.
Quick question: what is second sight?
Second sight lets you see ghosties and things like that.
Magical auras.
Magical auras, ghosts, things like that. Yeah. Alright, anybody else want to try and open it, or you just want to...
Yeah, I'll swing my sword.
Alright, just roll under skill.
Before you do, I'm going to go ahead and cast Iron Hand on you. That gives you a plus one to your skill.
I'm going to help me.
Oh, wait.
He doesn't like you, Dave.
Hold on. Open.
Alright, you cast open?
Yeah.
Okay, so you cast the spell open. So from the back, wizard casts a spell, and you're standing right in front of it, and it pops open in delayed reaction.
Oh,
all right.
Suck, but I got it.
Flying inside. Actually, you guys may have opened this already, but lying inside, you see two things. One is a key, and the other is a scorched page from a... appears like it has been torn out of a book.
I've got the page in my,
and you got that, but I don't think you guys got the key, so we'll pretend.
Yeah, you forgot to tell us about the key.
Right, okay. No, you just found it.
So we got it.
Great.
It was under the page.
All right, so... So under the key is inscribed with two nines or two sixes. It's hard to say.
Is there a dot?
No, no dot, no line.
Oh, shit.
Just poor penmanship. Kind of carved into the key. And then you found your piece of paper, which is you have determined in the last session was a allows you to spend experience points to learn a spell called Dragonfire, which allows you to redirect dragon's breath as it's coming at you.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Unless it's a good dragon. You try to cast it on a good dragon, the fireball hits you in the face.
Yes, it has to be an evil dragon.
Oh,
How do you know the difference?
You gotta ask.
You check the fireball hits him in the face.
The second time the fireball hits
you.
You
gotta put somebody behind him to check his nuts. Just look the tail. Look the tail.
It's Cloaca. That's
right. They're just asking.
Square head or a pointed head?
Oh, right, right. So is the pupils round or are they
slits?
That's how you know.
I don't know.
Arrowhead or round.
I trust what you guys say.
Potato or rutabaga?
I don't know.
Watermelon. Black
touches yellow, kills a fellow. Black touches red.
All right. Pots, will you give me a skill roll, and you can add perception to your skill if you have it.
Yeah,
or awareness, I think it's called. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
So add that to your skill number and then roll under that total.
Yeah.
All right. Corner of your eye, because it kind of gets dark down this way. Hold on.
Oops. Keep shit out of my eyes.
Trying to get conjunctivitis.
Damn it.
You can say in the corner of your eye.
Down this way, you see a little bit where it turns. There's actually a doorway at the end of this hallway, and how you know you didn't see it originally, but the doorway opened and you saw something scurry up the hallway away from you guys.
Whoops. Should have been stealthier.
There's something down this hallway.
You made so much noise kicking the
not anymore.
My eyebrows.
You cast fireball last time, right?
We should kill it.
That's why we're also alive.
My back.
But other than that's what you've got to come up with.
Can I see through the door now, or did
they kind of swung closed or was pulled back closed? Hard to say.
Just like real quietly.
Yep.
Fuck. I think we got a spy.
Okay.
Or a scout. We should move quickly before it hits anyone. Lead the way.
I will do so.
I'm soft and squishy. Dan, you tell me what's up. Is anybody else coming with
us? Alright, so and are you gonna you're gonna go up and go that way? Okay.
Yeah. I'll follow behind him a little ways. Yeah.
I'll go next. I'm lucky.
Just tell me at any point if I can stop.
No, you're okay. And alright, you get to back up about three or four squares or spaces.
Like here.
Yeah. I'm just gonna pull the map this way a little bit. That out. Alright. It is successfully mapped to the front section here. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Do we remember if we healed me after I cast Fireball last time? Because I have all my little stamina markers crossed out, so that would indicate yes, but I may have just not marked it.
I
think you might have had a potion or something.
Did you cross it? Yeah.
Because I crossed out all my little minuses on the stamina. I don't remember, because that was kind of like one of the last things we did.
We were going to rest.
I think you guys were talking and toying with resting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have not done that yet. But I will say that our missing companion healed you with his potion before you were gone. Okay. Before he was gone.
He just evaporated. He, kicked one box too hard, sprained an ankle, and had to go home.
Walked back to the pit room. He's relaxing. All right, so you guys get up to that point, and you see down the hallway continues. Oh, man, there it is.
Yeah, I'm down there, too.
Hallway continues that direction, and there is a door on either side. So there's a door straight ahead of you, and then down the hallway about five or six more squares, so about 30 more feet, there is another doorway.
All right, so we have one door here,
one there,
two doors on either side.
No, just one on. They're both on the outside wall.
So swing the door right there. I guess we just keep going.
Yeah, we're going to continue moving forward.
You know you're going to swing this door open?
Yeah.
Or are you going to go up the hall? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the hall. Okay, all right.
Wait, what's the door?
Yeah, the door here.
Oh, okay.
Is that the door I saw?
Is that
what
we saw?
Yeah.
You saw going in?
Oh.
No, that's the one you saw something leave from, and it went up this hallway.
Oh,
there's another door probably right about there.
Let's go check that other door. That's where you saw him go.
Well, he just saw him go around the hall. He doesn't know where he went to. He just went that way.
I'm going to open that door and see where it came from, at least.
Okay. All right, so you open up that door, and you see it opens into a large room with something here. Inside, a large room that appears to be a dining hall. Wooden cupboards line the side walls, and a large table stands at the center of the room. A serving hatch in the far room divides the dining section from the kitchen. Seated around the table are seven orcs, who are messily consuming bowls of rat gizzard soup.
Oh my
you can tell by the aroma. A boisterous argument has just broken out about who will be able to chew the bones when the soup is gone, and you are undetected at this point.
Close the door.
Should we follow? I feel like we should stop whatever ran out, because if maybe he's alerted to us and started to like warn other people. But well, it would have.
Oh, why didn't pull the orbs?
Yeah, would have pulled the orbs if that was the case.
Right, it could be something worse than this guy. I don't know.
Maybe
you
just try to get away from the orbs. I said we take care of the orbs.
I'll follow suit.
Anybody cast a big spell that might hurt a bunch of them? Or?
I mean, I can.
Or do you not want to waste the magic just yet?
I got one, a single target spell that does a shit ton of damage, so I'm going to save that for later. I can always force bolt. Hot pocket it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you want a hot pocket and I'll shoot an arrow?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Anybody else got some range attacks so we can get the surprise on?
I do not. Mm-hmm. I can step aside if anybody wants to get closer to do something.
Okay, I can just fireball every room we walk into and rest between all of them, but...
That seems like a slow go.
I mean, time passes a little different in role-playing games. Do you make us wait?
Danny, yes. Could I move up to the side of the door? Not, like, right in front of the doorway, but, like, to the side to let them cast their stuff and then turn in and rush in once they're done? Or do I need to make a check for that? Or
Probably would be better just to move to a square off to the side of it just to give free move through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm just going to kind of close up here on the side.
All right. You guys can see I'm kind of moving. This is the room itself coming off of that, you know, from that doorway.
Sure, sure.
And I'm just going to give it a little entrance.
Rather large room. Indeed.
There is the entrance to it.
Might grab Thar's hammer.
All right. And we have seven orcs.
Or seven brothers.
Well, those brothers have got to be really disappointed.
I'm going to take aim at the biggest brides. Looking one.
We got an orc brides.
All right. Can you give me that die I used for the door back so I can have another orc? Thank you.
Butter.
All right, his back is to you guys. All right, and they're around a table eating whatever it is that they're eating. Rat gizzard soup.
I'm gonna take aim at the biggest scary looking one, and I'm gonna nod to the wizard over there.
Force bolts!
Alright, so door swings open and you guys both fire. Alright, so what happened? Thank you. First thing that happens in a combat round is missile fire. So your missile goes off along with anybody else who wishes to do so.
So I make my roll at 12.
Yep, in your particular case, because you have plus 3 for bows
and then
a 9 skill.
Add this one for my damage one.
That would be just by itself. You don't add it into anything. It's just
yeah, magic would go first.
Since it's a different color, I just roll them all 3 at once.
Hold on. It was missile magic and then... Oh, did I write it the other way?
This says okay. Magic, missile, magic.
All right, whichever way. So missile. Anybody want to do magic first? Go
yes, force.
Sorry, bolts. Thank you.
A highly charged pulse of electrical energy leaps from my fingertips and strikes number 6 without a chance of missing. That poor bastard takes 6 damage.
All right. On
more points of damage.
Number 6 takes how many?
6.
All right. Well, number 6 is going to die.
Yes, you, Satan!
Bam! And they are alerted to your presence.
I'm gonna shoot number 1 there.
The red one? Alright, do it.
So that is fucking 15. Does that matter?
Alright, well, it's against his roll. He is at a 4 plus his skill.
Wait, no. 18, sorry. I did my math wrong.
So he is a 4 plus 7, so he is 11. So no, you definitely hit him. My armor roll does not deduct damage, so then roll another d6 and check it against your damage roll. Or if you already rolled it.
4.
And that's, all right, so then, and that's a damage that you do?
Yeah.
All right.
Please die.
All right, number 1 is not dead.
Oh, you bastard.
All right.
What have you done?
What have you done?
Damage. That's what I've done.
All right. Any other missile fire?
Can I kind of like step out of the way of the doorway so they can go in? The warrior.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think you got movement. Yeah, you have a move score, so yeah, you can move around. Yep.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
You move, or I'll shove you out of the way.
Yeah, it should say on the cheat sheet too. What all we can do. I don't have my own copy of it.
Yeah.
I think it does. Maybe not.
No, I don't know
my movement. All right, but you can. All right. So these guys all are going to be in melee. They all draw swords and spread out.
Okay. I'm going to move in on one since he's taking some damage.
Yep. All right, sure. Move in. All right.
And I'm going to attack him.
All right.
And I get two attacks.
All right, do it. Oh, he already rolled. I know what he had. I said the one. He has an 11.
13.
Hits.
Okay. That will be for 3 points of damage.
All right, he drops.
Okay. Do I have any movement to spare to do my second attack on one of these other dudes? Or? I don't know what I'm going to do there. Sorry.
No, I'm going to go with that you don't right now because I don't have it pulled up where I can peek at it. I'll have to have Rob peek into his book.
2, 3, 4 spaces that I move. So.
All right. We'll pull it up and take a look here.
That's what it's fun.
Some point number one die.
Where's your movement? I don't have it on here. I don't see it.
No, there's not. You just move. Go do your thing.
I'm going to scamper in.
All right.
And take on the one on the left.
All right.
So, number one, big sword.
Big sword. And move over here.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. He'll roll with you.
Okay.
That one has, I have an 8 plus 6 is 14.
I got a 6, 14. 15.
All right. You win. Roll some damage.
What the hell, man? That's 4 damage.
All right, he takes it and is...
Oh, wait, is that...
You roll the number and then look in your chart.
Okay, so 6 does 4. It's all right. Not 6 plus 4.
No, it's 6 does 4. Yep.
Okay, so I do 4 damage.
All right, he is very unhappy with you. His blood sprays out and covers your left leg in a thick, messy sauce.
Your poor leg.
All right, anybody else going into melee?
I'm using this round to prepare.
All right, you're preparing... Priesty?
Moving in.
All right, just to hang out.
Pray at him!
All right.
Yeah, why would I pray at
him? You can go punch the shit out of something.
I do have a warhammer, but I'd rather not.
Where you want to move on from that? Like, this is like right there at the opening?
I have nothing.
You can help mine. Mine is almost down.
No order.
The green one.
Fine, I'm join that.
I mean, you don't have to.
The luckiest adventurer in the world.
And take a swipe with my warhammer.
Yeah, all right, okay. So you want to roll 2d6 plus your skill plus whatever special weapon skill you have. And I already rolled mine.
Plus.
All right, you said 10?
6 plus...
Plus 4 is 10. There's no... Yeah, I don't have anything for my weapon.
All right. Clubs.
Are there clubs kind of more?
Yeah,
kind of
mm-hmm. That's a club.
So 12.
12, all right. And I had an 8 plus... 6 is 14. All right, so you do not beat me. I tried my attack against the first guy, so I don't get to hit you back because I've already lost my fight this round. All right, I think that is everybody so far. All right, the leftover orcs.
I'm here to heal,
you
not fight.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Do you remember what your number was?
That's not very lucky. Put two of those guys on that. Mm-hmm.
13. All right. So number 4... has an 8 plus 4 is 12, so that's a miss.
Okay.
Number 5 on you has a 6 plus 6 is 12, that's a miss.
Great.
All right, number 1 is injured. He's going to attack our priest who just came in and missed him. Oh, no, yeah, he can... No, he already uses attack, so it's number 2. He's going to attack Big Sword, which is Haldar. You remember your number there, Haldar?
Oh, is it the same as my attack?
Yep.
You roll once per round.
Yeah. All right, so I am 7 plus 6 is 13.
Nope.
All right, and number 3 is 5 plus 4 is 9. All right, nope. So they all miss. All right. People in the back.
You hear a
what?
A loud bellowing sound.
A haughty laugh.
As a large orc. Possibly a leader type.
What?
Perhaps
you were right.
Comes running out of the darkness down the other direction. And gets to about here.
Oh, wow.
How the fuck?
Where did he come from?
The other hallway.
I should have cast an illusion.
Maybe it circles around it? I don't know.
All right, so he comes running up going, ah, orky shit. Sound like an orc. Stab, stab.
You should get that checked out.
No.
All right. Oh, and behind him, there is a little lackey who we're going to call number six, and you give him a six over there also. He has a little tiny...
Like behind him or in front of him?
Right behind him. It's a small goblin, actually, is running right behind him.
Okay, is it magic now?
It is the next round, and it is magic.
All right, I want to cast Law on the big dumb guy.
Okay.
You got a sword?
Huh? Oh, no, I get to make him do whatever I want for 7 rounds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Put your finger in your butt.
I raise my ridiculous eyebrows.
Tittering.
You must eat the finger of your poopy.
So modifier, is my skill included in this, or is it just the magic?
No, it's just magic.
Just magic? Okay.
You're rolling under your magic.
Yeah, you gotta roll under your magic score.
Wait.
You add your specialties to...
I have to roll under...
Sorcerers are different, though.
That's not correct. That's not how I want a high score, and you have to roll against me.
I don't know. What does it say to do? I don't have it right here.
It says you roll luck against me.
Okay. All right. So I'm rolling luck against you. I can do that.
14. So you're rolling against 14.
All right, I have a
14.
So no one wins.
Let's put a pause, because we got to get this right. Because
yeah.
Spellcasting roll, 2 6-sided dice, blah, blah, blah. All right. But sorcery, yes.
You wiggle your fingers.
All right.
And you sneeze.
You shouldn't be, because I'm going to go ahead and follow it up with lightning blast.
All right, so you're going to lightning blast. All right, go ahead.
All right, so I have to roll...
I can't even cast it.
Powerful spell.
Probably not. He's kind of smart.
Lightning, so
compared
I to...
It happens. So you gotta learn.
Like zombies?
A rat.
All right, so I'm going to roll 12 or less, which I should automatically get.
That's more intelligent than works.
Got it. All right, so the lightning bolt automatically hits one target within 5 meters range.
All right.
Target of the spell takes...
Are you within 5 meters of anybody?
I will close a gap if I need to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think it's exactly 5.
It has to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so
you back up a little bit or walk backwards a little bit and tell the orc chieftain, Grizzhack, who's boss.
Grizzhack, take it in your chin. All right, so he takes 10 stamina. It's not reduced by armor. It cannot be dodged or avoided. Only a counterspell or wall will block the spell.
All right, he dies.
Suck it!
Well, fuck.
All right, so you turn around, throw lightning into his face, and he explodes all over both sides of the wall. There are charred bits of Grizzak all lying there. The little goblin shits itself on the floor and runs back towards the other way.
I'm
going to
take a shot at
him. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Wait. Though. Magic first, right?
Yeah, you got magic over here, Priestly? Yeah,
that's all magic, so now we're sorry.
Oh, but he could magic.
Priestly ability is magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then we're going to use Zone of Peace.
Okay.
On me and I'm assuming he's within 3 meters of me.
Yeah.
I think they both are.
Yeah.
Are these squares
1 meter? Yeah, 1 meter square is close enough. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, nothing within that zone can. And that's for 8 rounds.
All right, and what happens to it? I'm sorry. What does it do?
Martial actions can be taken within the 3 meter area, and that's 1 round per devotion, so 8 rounds.
All right, so no harmful actions can be taken.
By anyone?
By anyone.
Okay.
So you can't. None of you can attack.
No.
But they can't attack us. They can step out of it and attack. But I can't be hit.
You can.
Let's break this down. I can't be hit. Fuck off.
So you can shoot them with your range.
All right, go ahead. But a range attacks now.
I'm trying to shoot the goblin that's running away.
All right, do it. Take a shot.
16.
All right, I'll roll for his round. Ooh, 11 plus 3 is... Nope, skill is 5. 11. What the hell is that, a 3 or a 5? That's a 3. 14. So you hit him. Do some damage.
4 damage.
4 damage again? Damn.
Yeah, that's basically most of what I do is 4 damage.
That's pretty much the extent of
it. A specialist, eh?
Unless I roll a 6.
Nice. All right, yeah, he dies. So both of those can come off of the board if anybody so desires.
Sure.
All right, any meleeers?
I don't think I can pivot in any way that I'm not in this peace area. So.
No, probably not.
You can step out of it. You're on the very edge of it.
Yeah, you're on the very edge. Why can't you?
Yeah, but if I go here, that's still 1, 2, 3. You're outside of it, yeah. But he's in it. So you're swinging into the peace zone.
Okay, do I take anything from him for moving over this way, pivoting this way?
He's in the peace zone, right?
I don't know how that works.
No, mm-hmm. You're okay.
Okay. Then I guess if I'm on the edges of the peace zone, I will swipe at number 4.
Actually, you're still in. Oh, no, you're out. You're out. You're out. Because 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you're out. Okay. All right. Swing away.
There it is. Swing away. I get 2 attacks, huh? That's horrible. That's 2 ones.
All right. This guy hasn't done anything yet, so we'll get his number. His number is 6 plus 6, so he is 12. Oh, you rolled 2 ones?
Yeah.
Ooh, something horrible happens to you.
No, 2 ones? Oh, flips.
Yep.
Roll on chart page 58.
There you go. Can you go to page 58? It's quicker than me bringing up the PDF.
Something happens to you.
It should be 2d6. I believe the roll is 2d6 on the chart.
I roll 2d6.
2d6.
Yep.
Okay. I roll 2d6. Is that like a, if I made one, like a tens and then the other one?
Nope.
Okay. So
add together.
A 6.
You drop your weapon. It takes 2 full rounds to recover it.
2 full rounds to recover your weapon.
What the fuck?
You still have your other weapon.
Did he just go like, whoop?
Yeah, he threw it down, back into the corner. It stuck into a piece of wood and it twisted. Okay. And it somehow jammed in there really bad. Well, but you still have your other weapon in your hand.
Okay, I'm going to use the other weapon to attack him again.
All right.
You can do it!
I'm going to use my short sword.
Oh, but I did.
That's 15.
All right, so you hit on that one. I actually hit you on the first one because we have an opposed combat.
I thought it was a zone of peace that you're.
Oh, I can't attack back. You're right. All right, good call.
So you'll take 3 demites.
All right, and that one is the red 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right.
Does his armor still apply?
It does, but I did not roll high enough to get it. I rolled a 3, and I need a 5.
Just Cheshire.
Wearing leather scraps.
I will try to stand on this dude and kill him before I go retrieve my sword.
All right, so he's going to fight with 1 sword. Your short sword is all you've got left. All right, anybody else going to melee?
Kill him and steal his weapon.
Is there anybody else that I can attack, that I can be out of range of the zone of peace, but the orcs are still in it? I can't quite make out.
You could curl all the way around here to this one. Wait. Do we need the other? Okay, I see what you did. To this one here. Standing here, probably, or here.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. When you do, though, I'm going to have these guys, they can't attack you because they're in a zone of peace. So they're going to wave at you and blow kisses at you and watch you go murder their friend while they worship in harmony with your priest.
Some groovy tunes, man.
It's a 15. It wouldn't have worked on his face. It's a 15.
15, that is higher than his number.
Okay, and that does 2 damage.
Oh, right, that drops him.
Die,
motherfucker, die!
Can we just say I did nothing? I don't want to lose 4 stamina to try and cast a spell that wouldn't have worked either.
Well, but now you've learned. Learning is painful.
Now we're dead.
Well, you got healers now.
Yeah, but you're 2/3 alive.
Yeah, look at your body half full.
2/3. Yeah. 1/3. 1/3.
I think 2/3 like empty? 5/16.
All right. So then now the orcs have not meleeed are going to move. So this guy is going to come over to here, away from the priest.
I can't deal with the peace. So much peace. You're going to be spread like peanut butter.
All right, there are 2 of these guys on each of you. We'll roll against your numbers. Do you remember your number there, Mr. Two-Weapon Fighter?
My last roll was a...
2?
Yeah, it's actually the first one. It's your first combat roll.
That was a 2.
All right, so I should auto-hit you, but yeah, there's an 8, and then the 7 plus my numbers.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming even though I roll a 2, I still have my sword, which was...
It's an auto-fail. You auto-fail combat on that. Yeah. Just like Boxcar's automatically succeeds. All right, so on my first, did you have an armor roll in there?
The first one, yeah, that was a 2.
All right. Does that do you any good?
Yep.
All right. So you take 1 damage from the first swing.
Okay.
3 damage from the second swing, all to stamina.
Oh, shnikes.
Okay. I'm still...
All right. And over here, Mr. Dustin, do you remember your roll?
I had a 15.
All right. So you beat me on that one, and that is a 13 you beat me. It's too bad that was a 6. All right. And those guys in the back all died because they suck. All right, that is all we got. Top of the next round, magic. Let's make it count this time.
Ooh, too soon.
Just rub it in there. On the bright side, you can eat some of that stew and get some of your stamina back.
Some of that stew? Some of that stew?
There won't be any orcs left to fight you for the bones.
You can have the bones.
Okay. The silence.
I'm going to fling. I'm moving up. Hello!
All right, you run up. There is an orc right in front of you, right here.
I'm going to stick my finger in his bum and pull out a plum.
All right.
No need to roll the thing because I'm a natural mage. Take 2 damage.
Takes 2 damage. That is number 3. All right.
I'm running out of magic points, children.
All right. Any other magic this round? Priesty?
No, I'm just going to take 2 steps forward.
This way?
Yeah.
Or this way?
Towards them.
All right. Like that? Putting everybody back into the zone of peace again?
We've got orcs between us and the wall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Okay. All right. So you kind of push everybody into the corner in the zone of peace.
Or we could, we could do that. And you guys move out with me. Yeah. Take another couple of steps back.
You got this. You got this.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. Y'all have fun.
I was following. All right, are we magicking over there, or are you waiting?
I'm going to throw a rock at the ones that are given.
All right.
The stone, 1d3. Right?
Yeah, it's pop, so I have the little stones that I picked up.
Yeah, I remember you doing that. Yeah.
Just don't mix them with Coke.
Oh!
There's 1 damage.
All right, 1 damage on that one kills that one.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
Die, motherfucker, die!
All right, down to 3.
I'm gonna take a shot at one of them.
All right, shooting into combat, you have a -5.
Yes, are there any that I can see that aren't?
They're all, this guy is near you, but they're all in a melee and running around in melee and melee and melady and all that.
That was a lot of lays.
I know, there's a lot of lays, but that's why it's -5 to shoot into combat.
-5?
Yep.
Christ.
I didn't make the rules, I just barely read them.
Well, fuck, is that one right in the doorway?
He is, but he's in combat with Dustin.
Well, I'm just going to try and swing at him with my sword.
All right.
You hit me.
You draw a sword and stab him in the face.
Apparently swinging into combat is way
perfectly
easier
okay.
Than shooting into combat.
It is. Guys are moving around, dancing, ducking, rolling.
Right.
Your friends are in the way. You usually don't want to hit them.
We just got to pump you full of so many calories.
13.
That is higher than what I had, so you succeed.
Sweet.
And chocolate.
4 damage.
All right, that guy drops. All right. Now we are to the rest of melee.
Where did my sword
fall? Right here.
Oh God, that far away?
It's okay. 2 rounds. It tells you it's 2 rounds.
Was that far away? I thought it went behind me.
It did. Really far.
That's not behind me.
But you were kind of facing
all right,
way.
Man. I'll play again. All
right. I don't know where it would go technically to take 2 rounds to pick up, but that's what it did. So
it goes so far into somebody's ass. It's
I
a struggle to pull it free.
I was just kind of down in one of the little cracks. In the
I guess we'll go up to this guy, and then hopefully the other melee dudes can drop in.
All right, well, you can't because you're in a zone of peace.
Give me one of your shoelaces. Okay. I'm going to try and fish it out.
Yes, I moved to keep you guys from getting hit.
Okay. And then,
go get your sword.
I want my own agency here. I'm going to get my sword.
All right, you can get all the way over to it. It's going to take you next round to pick it up. All right, anybody else? Which leaves us, Dustin. I think you're the only one left for melee. You were in the zone of peace also.
If I scoot over, but like a, yeah.
They're all within 3 of your comrade, Father Baldy.
Tight nuts, yeah.
Okay, well then, I guess I'll just hang out here for now.
All right, so you're going to hang out there looking menacing, helping keep them in the corner. All right, well, these guys say, well, screw this peace stuff.
My chair's spinning.
We can't take a swing at us because we already, you're in the peace zone. All right, so we get the roll.
Yeah, you roll.
Yeah, you can still roll. I mean, you could choose to dodge instead of roll, but if you roll and you win, you hit me, so. So my first one is a 10.
13.
All right, so you hit on the first one. How much damage?
For 1 point of damage.
All right, that one drops. And the next one attacks you. He has 8 plus 6 is 14.
So it beats me by 1.
All right, so you rolled a 3, which is 2 points of damage.
Okay, and I don't soak in your...
All right,
are you wearing a diaper?
Yes, he is.
Combat diaper.
I've never
been perfect for the next role playing game. Yeah. The good and the wholesome. Everyone starts
they
with
make
combat
them so
diaper.
They're stylish now, too.
Yeah, they do. They look just like denim.
Mm.
Everybody has their real pants.
All right.
Do you want
magic.
Are there any left?
There's one orc left. Let's kill it.
That motherfucker, number two?
No, this guy over here, number two's a door. Number two over here, who's stabbing your friend trying to pick up his sword
but
for another round.
I'm in the zone of peace.
You are currently in the zone of peace.
I can't move like 10 meters.
You can move wherever you want.
I'm going to go over here.
You're still in the zone of peace.
Here.
You're outside of the zone of peace.
But I'm just going to wait. Do you want to do this or do you want me to do it?
Do what?
Kill that motherfucker.
Kill the last orc.
You can do it.
All right. Suck dick, Nancy! 5 damage.
Alright, just automatically, huh? Just like that?
I'm not even going to pick a spell. Like, automatically.
Right. Just happens!
He is still alive. Asshole. He turns around and says, fuck you, wizard!
Oh, you
I bet if you only had another wizard in your group to attack me.
I'll just throw one of my rocks at him.
Alright, what's the range on rock?
5,000 meters.
You gotta come with me, though. You can't do it from there.
Yeah, so you probably gotta come
on. There's not a range on here. I can just check.
Human can get
I just throw a rock.
Oh, what about I can throw a football right over the mountains?
There's not a range. That's just as far as I can throw it.
Just move it around a tree.
Right, now, there's something for short range is within 5 meters, and then long, medium range is a minus to hit, so you're within short range now. If you go to here.
You got it.
It dies.
Oh, blood
all
and
right.
I'm gonna collect my rocks. Right.
I'm gonna check the corpse of the captain, see if there's anything cool.
All right, we will loot him when we come back from break.